This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
John Parker Wilson.
JP, what's up, man?
Dunaway, what's happening, man? I like that intro right there. I really appreciate that.
Well, I did that because I have an awkward question to ask you. Because I saw you in a line for lunch, I think it was Thursday, and at a non-sponsored place to eat. And I'd swung by to get a little salmon salad real quick. But you look like you were carrying on a conversation with business associates. I didn't want to interrupt. Is that rude on my part, or is that a good call on my part?
I don't know. Where were you and where was I in relation to the restaurant?
I was getting a to-go order. My order came up. As I'm walking out the door, I see you halfway down the line waiting to place your order.
See, this is the difference, JP, and me and Dunaway and how socially awkward he is. I saw you a couple of weeks ago, and you were with family and friends and kids, and I came up and interrupted, didn't I?
And I can one-up that. I saw you a couple of weeks ago as well with wife and kid, and I was rocking a solo mission, and JP came up to me.
And Rockstar, you had the worst end of the stick right there because I was chasing the kid around, and it was utter chaos, and we still carried on a conversation. So I would say, yes, Dunaway, that was rude. You should have came up to
me. I guess the common theme here is you're out a lot, JP.
Well, just as much as you guys.
Hey, we for the 72nd time, I believe it is, AL.com, who you do a lot of work with, they have the sports information directors, and they've been doing this since obviously before any of us were alive. But they get all the SIDs, the people that handle the media at each SEC school, to vote on the upcoming season. I don't know what their record is, but we wanted to discuss some of these SEC football projections with you from the sports information folks. And we'll start with the obvious. That's the two teams picked to win this, Georgia in Alabama. If I take Georgia and Alabama off the board, JPW, give me a team you think has the mustard to go and win an SEC championship if the two projected number ones are off the table.
Yeah, I think, and I saw that same that article, pretty good piece that AL.com put out. So, you know, pretty interesting to see where everybody falls in the SEC. And a couple of them were, you know, I kind of questioned a little bit. But I think for me, it was their number two team in the West, and that was obviously Auburn. I think with what they went through last year and the two huge wins that they had in the season from their two biggest rivals, Georgia and also Auburn, and the returning of Jarrett Stidham, I think is a big deal for them. They've gotten a quarterback, and I know that's been an issue for Auburn for the past few years, but now having that steady hand back at quarterback, Malzahn another year with a contract extension now, so he doesn't have to – I know he'll hear critics if they get off to a bad start, but he doesn't have to worry about them because he's got an extension. I think they're in a great situation to be successful this year and just basically pick up where they left off because they did finish – the season pretty strong. I know they didn't win the SEC championship, but beating Auburn and Georgia back-to-back, I think that's something that they talk about during the offseason at this time of year when they're getting ready for the upcoming fall season. It's something you talk about all year and you build on it. So they're instilling, hey, we've done this before. We just got to go out and be a little bit better. I mean, I can remember when we were coming off my junior year, and we took those couple big wins that we had, be it a bowl win or whoever, you take those and you build on them and you use them, you know, for ammo this time of year getting ready for the season. So I think Auburn is in a pretty good position to be successful next year.
You know, you played in that Alabama-LSU rivalry, and for a minute, I mean, it was one of the best in college football, and it was a back-and-forth rivalry, and I sit here and look, and the SIDs have got LSU tied for fourth in the SEC West with Mississippi State behind Texas A&M. How surprised are you where LSU's program is right now?
That was the one that was – I was very surprised. I mean, not surprised they're there, but you look at it and you just think of LSU of being a powerhouse. And, you know, it was always us and them playing at the end of the season, and the winner would go to the SEC championship and you know – LSU with what happened to them and now Ogeron. And the thing about that just blows my mind with LSU, and if I was an LSU fan, it would drive me insane because they always get these good recruits. They get good corners and good defensive linemen and, you know, the best receivers, but they never seem to have a quarterback that can ever get on the ball. Got a transfer coming in this year again. So, you know, I think that's the question mark is Darius Geis left and now we don't have a quarterback. Who's that going to be? You know, fourth for them, you know, I think is right where they should be. But if you're LSU and you got a new head coach at Texas A&M and they're ahead of you, I mean, I think, you know, I don't think it's time to hit the panic button yet, but you're getting worried about the direction of the team because, you know, it wasn't too long ago where they're out there playing for SEC championships.
John Parker Wilson is with us thanks to our friends at Craneworks. The talented team at Craneworks is the group to call for crane and equipment rental. Craneworks, a fixture on our show and our city skyline, and we thank them every week for giving us John Parker Wilson. You mentioned a couple of these SID projections at AL.com that surprised you a little bit. More surprising, Texas A&M being 3 or Florida being 5th in those projections in each of their divisions?
You know, I think Florida being 5th, and I talked about it last week of Dan Mullen coming back home and all the great, you know, recruits that they have the possibility to get. I can see where the SIDs are coming from of saying they still had a pretty, you know, they're coming out of not the best season last year. You can't turn it around in 1 year. But I think Dan Mullen, I think you got to give or be more scared of him if you're in the East. He's a good coach. You've seen what he's done at Mississippi State. You know, somebody, they're looking for somebody to give Georgia a run. And, you know, I think, I don't know if it's this year, but Dan Mullen, I just believe in what he's going to be able to do down there in Florida. So I think surprising for me that they're all the way at 5th and from where they've come. And they were playing for the SEC championship, what, 2 years ago, back-to-back years when McElwain took them. So I know they've got some work to do, but I feel like 5th is – I feel like they're a little bit better than 5th in the East. I mean, that's not very good for a Florida Gator team.
JP, we ask you away from that. We ask you a lot about coaches, and the Alliance of American Football is coming to Birmingham. Their inaugural head coach, Tim Lewis, and Dunaway was down at the press conference a couple of days ago. This guy was in Atlanta for a minute when you were there. He was a secondary coach. How much do you know about Tim Lewis?
Yeah, so we were together 2 years, I think, 10 and 11, my second, third year at Atlanta. We were together. And I saw the press conference, and the thing that Justin Tuck said was he's a no-nonsense guy. I kind of, when I was with him, and I know Tuck was with him earlier in the season, maybe he mellowed out a little bit, but I thought he was a really good coach. I mean, to be there, you know, in the NFL for one place for 4 years is means you're a pretty good coach, but he was a fun guy, and we had a really good secondary when he was there. We had guys like Brent Grimes, and who I think is still playing. And to, you know, we were making a run for the NFC South and NFC Championship those years. I think he's a really good coach because for this situation, because you're going to have to get guys that didn't make it to the NFL or are still trying to make it to the NFL. So you got to have a little bit of, you got to be able to connect with these players. And I think his little bit laid back atmosphere. I mean, you could see his kind of personality in the press conference. He's excited to be here. I think he said excited 47 times. In his press conference, which is great. This is a huge opportunity for him. I think it's a huge opportunity for Birmingham, too. I mean, it's awesome that we have this team play some football in the spring. And if you look at it, the NFL is really the only league that doesn't have a farm system. The NBA has one. MLB has one. I know NHL does. So this, I think, is great for some of the players that made it for a year in the NFL or didn't even, you know, make a training camp spot. This is a way for these guys that we know from Alabama fans and Auburn fans that are good enough to play. Maybe they just haven't developed yet enough. So I think this is a huge opportunity for them. Great for our city. And I'm honestly pretty excited to go out there and watch some games.
Okay, so Tommy Maddox was out of the league for a couple of years selling insurance before he was the NFL comeback player of the year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Tim Lewis called you up, and told you to come back out. Any chance?
Absolutely not. No way, no how. I've been out now for 5 years, and I got a little taste of it when Coach Saban invited me back to come play scout team quarterback. And I'll be honest with you, there's no way I could go out and get hit by these guys anymore. They're just too big and too fast. But it would be fun to go out there, but I, you know, I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now, not waking up sore every single day of the year.
John Parker Wilson with us every week. Man, enjoy your weekend. And I know you're excited for a lot of things coming up with our friends at Craneworks.
big weekend for Crane Works, and we're just about 24 hours away from the 16th annual Big Dog Poker Run. So if you own a motorcycle, if you can borrow one, if you can rent one, you can get an extended test drive. Come out to Barber Motorsports Park tomorrow morning at this exact same time. So they'll start about 8 a.m. With a few warm-up laps around the world-class track. That's pretty cool. You get to go out and ride around the Barber track, which I know you don't get to do every day. So you go out there, ride around the park, and Crane Works is partnered with Garrison Steel. They'll be donating 100% of the proceeds to go build Alabama Scholarship Fund. So go ahead, register at craneworks.com. We'll see you out there at Barber tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock.
And that scholarship money is important this time of year. What a great cause there. John Parker Wilson, enjoy the weekend, man. We'll talk to you next Friday, okay?
See you guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right. That's
where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
That's not over!